Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
With abuse of prescription drugs at a crisis level, it's irresponsible to grant unsupervised prescription authority to advanced practice nurses, a class of providers who can get their degrees entirely online. We need doctors leading healthcare teams. Let your legislators know that for your family, you want higher standards. The legislature should not grant privileges through legislation that were not earned through education. Call your legislators today and tell them doctors should lead healthcare teams. Go to degreesofcare.com to take action. That's degreesofcare.com.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
Well, cattle futures market today has sold off pretty hard. March feeders were down a buck at 141.30. That was about 60 cents off their lows. April feeders were the weakest contract on the board at 144.25, down $1.72. May's $1.32 lower, August $1.20 lower. And we really just gave back the gains from the last three or four trading days as we went back to the lows from March the 6th, which were right at 143.50 in the April feeders. Today's low was 143.75 and close at 144.25. So really just giving it back. We've been in this same trading range going back to the end of last year. Looks like really since about the middle part of November, we've been really, really tight trading range on the feeder cattle. And that will come to an end at some point. This time of year, we typically get the wheat pasture cattle hitting the sell barns. For example, yesterday, Oklahoma City had 15,000 head. Part of that was due to only 2,100 the week before due to cold, but bigger runs occurring. Steers were called 1 to 3 higher in Oklahoma City, and then heifers were actually steady to 4 lower. So mixed overall. Live cattle today, we're extremely weak on the April live, 126.35 down 265. There was some talk of some lower, maybe a dollar lower cash trade happening in the north.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 4th through 6th at State Fair Park. Then the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager, 800-873-1411. 800-873-1411. Also, check out our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Wheat market was the story of the day, up 20 cents in Kansas City, up 22 to 23 in Chicago wheat. It looked like technical buying. The market had been oversold, and then also bargain hunting here in the wheat market. Has brought that market up strong today. And when you get a market so oversold, sometimes, you know, we see rallies in an oversold market, and it won't make a whole lot of logical sense with nothing really changing. And that appears to be the case today with the wheat market. Beans and corn seem to be following the lead here. Beans are up 6, corn up 3.5. This morning, Brazil numbers look like they're somewhere around 113.4 million tons of production for beans. Last time, or in February, is 115, so they're dropping their bean production just a little bit. That's 119 last year, so lower than last year, lower than last month for their soybeans. Their corn production, 92.8 million tons last year, or last month it was 91.6. So that out of Brazil, a little bit lower beans, a little bit higher corn production. And then mid-morning, Informa released their acreage estimates. They've cut beans back to 85.5 million acres. Last time it was 86, so about a 500,000 acre decrease. That puts overall bean production at 4.34 billion bushels.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.